Good morning. It's good to see everyone today. It's good to be with you. Give you a kind of a brief synopsis of the last few days for us. Jonathan went in for his ablation procedure on Friday morning, and everything for the first 4.5 hours went really well. They saw everything they needed to see. They were excited about the opportunity to fix his problem. But unfortunately, there was a small twist. In order to fix Jonathan's problem, they needed to access the left side of his heart. And as they accessed the left side of his heart, they needed to turn and enter the pulmonary vein. Well, instead of entering the pulmonary vein, they actually exited his heart. And as it turns out, Jonathan's heart is a little different. It does not sit the same way that everyone else's does. So the veins are actually in a little bit different spot than what they thought. And so that became kind of the important thing to deal with. We had to abandon any hope of fixing his tachycardia problem and simply deal with the fluid and the air buildup that happened. And so for him, it was a very difficult day. It was a tough procedure. He felt, and you know, he had to be awake for most of it. They didn't put him to sleep until they put something down his throat to kind of get a different picture of what they were looking at. So they did actually eventually put him to sleep, but for the most part, he knew what was going on, and he could hear them and interact with them. And he's a little worse for wear. But everything that we did yesterday, all the tests came back good for us to go home. And so we're going to recover from this and take some medicine and not worry about another one of these procedures for the foreseeable future. So he'll still have his tachycardia, but it's managed pretty well with medicine. And so maybe at some point when he's an adult and decides he wants to do this, or we have different technology, yeah, he may try this again. But thank you for your prayers. Hopefully he'll be here with us next Sunday. He's got some recovering to do. But all in all, we're in a good place today. So hopefully we will continue to be there. I appreciate everyone's prayers and concern. Appreciate Larry being willing to step in today, just in case that we did not get the message or the answers we needed yesterday. But hopefully everything will be fine from here on out. Just kind of a scary day. Perhaps, in hindsight, I'm not superstitious, but perhaps, maybe on a full moon Friday the 13th, maybe not the best day to have a medical procedure. So perhaps we should rethink that next go around. Hope that you can be back tonight at 5:30. We'll be studying, looking at how to improve our prayer life, some tips, some things that we can do to enhance or to better think about how we pray to God. And so I hope that you can be back tonight for that. You know, this week we studied through our one word devotional books, and I'm sorry I don't have the rest of those this week. I'm going to have to call them. I ordered more, and so if you don't have one yet, I will get one for you. They just haven't come in yet. I'll have to figure that out this week. But this week we talked about the subject of creation. You know, one of the fundamental questions of man has always been, where did we come from? How did we get here? You know, how did the things work out the way they did? You know, it's an important question because it affects every other part of our life. How you feel and what you think and what you believe about where we come from affects every other part of your life. You ever thought about that for just a second? Because if what we believe about where we come from, you know, it affects everything. From how we live to how we treat others, to what happens after we die, all of that is affected by what we believe about our origins. You know, luckily, we don't have to have and to know all the answers for everything. We don't have to know everything. The Bible has more than enough for us as Christians to put our faith in God and to believe in Him as our Creator. As we look at that first this morning, God is our Creator. And we begin at the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1 in verse 1 where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Where did we come from? Where did it start? It started in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. Chapter 2 of the book of Genesis in verse 7, it says, "Then the Lord God formed the man out of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature." We are breathed from God. He created us from dust. He made us. We are from the beginning created by God Himself. John chapter 1 and verse 3 tells us that it wasn't just God the Father, but it was Jesus Himself who was present there at our creation. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. God is our Creator. And as we as Christians live our lives, we understand that Jesus, our King, our Savior, is a part of that. He was in the beginning with God, creating us. Paul put it this way in the book of Colossians, chapter 1 and verse 15. "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through Him and for Him." We are lucky today that we can put our faith and put our trust in Christ, who knows where we come from, who was part of creating us, and who knows how we live because He came and lived here like we do. He helped create us. He helps know how we live and who we are and why we think the way we do. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3, it says, "By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the Word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible." We have a choice today. We have a choice to believe in where we come from. Was it out of nothing? Or was it from something? God created the heavens and the earth. Jesus, our Savior, was there at creation. And we put our faith in that. And we understand that this universe did not just simply come from nothing. The Hebrew writer says it was not made out of things that are visible. Because God's Word, the words from God's mouth, created us, brought us into being. And God is our Creator. We put our trust, we put our faith in that. And to be honest, that is so much a better option to put our faith in, to put our trust in, and to give ourselves to Him. Because He has such greater promises and such greater hope for our lives. God is our Creator. As we look and think about God as our Creator, we look and see His wonderful creation that He's given us. Psalm chapter 19 and verse 1. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies above proclaim His handiwork." As we look out into our creation, we see the mighty works of God, His power on display, the beauty with which He created this world. And it helps us to understand that He did create it. That this was not some simple accident. Romans chapter 1 and verse 19, "For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For His invisible attributes, namely His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so that they are without excuse." His invisible attributes, His eternal power, His divine nature have been clearly perceived in the things that were made. Design or just a happy accident? Which feels better to you? Just something that randomly happened, or something that was designed to be that way? You know, as we look out into creation, we see a lot of things, and there are a lot of there's a lot of design to what we are and to who we are. There are some different pine trees that really display God's design. The ponderosa pine is a tree that's bark is segmented into large plate-like structures. If these structures sense heat, as in a forest fire, they begin to fall off one by one, thereby helping to keep the tree itself from catching on fire. Just a happy accident. There's another pine tree called the lodgepole pine. Its cones are slightly smaller than a golf ball. When they fall off, they don't open. The only thing that can open these pine cones is the intense heat of a forest fire. And they only open when that fire happens, and that reseeds the forest. Just a happy accident, or a design? We could go on and on with different segments of animals and plants of our own body, and understand that there was design at play. When is the last time you thought about breathing? When is the last time you thought about, hey, I want my heart to beat right now? Our brains are more powerful than any computer that has ever been made. And yet we only access a small percentage of what that brain can accomplish. Just a happy accident, or divine design? God has created a wonderful world for us, and He has created us to be wonderful, part of His wonderful creation. Psalm 139 and verse 14. The psalmist says, "I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well." We are amazing. God has designed us. God has placed us here. And it's an amazing and daunting task to consider just how God has done what He has done, and what He does continually. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, it says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish and of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, who created them, male and female, He created them. We are one of God's creation. It is impressive when you consider all that God has done and how He's designed us from a physical standpoint. I've learned way more about the heart than I ever hoped to know. And it is impressive to watch it work, to see it, to understand how things work, and to know that just one rogue cell in the heart can cause it to beat when it shouldn't. It's impressive to watch our body on display. But even more than that, we have to understand that being part of God's creation, there's something unique and there's something special about that. What is the purpose that would be the motivation to live if you believed that this was just an accident? What would be the motivation? What would be right? What would be wrong? What would be at the end of all of this if it was just simply an accident? You see, God created us in His image, which means we're all unique. We're all uniquely who we are because of what God has done. We all have value. We all are important. God has placed His image on us. God created us. Never ever doubt the importance and the value in knowing that God knows you, that God made you, and that God has a plan for you. You know, we may not always know the specifics, but we know God's plan for us is ultimately to be with Him. And the same power that created all of this, the same power that made this world, is the same power that's available to work in us, making us who we need to be. You know, we think about the power of creation. We think about what God can create. God can also create in us a heart and a mind that is set on being with Him. He can take away whatever might be in between us and Him, and He can help us be who we need to be. When David sinned, the Word was create in me a clean heart. David understood that God had the power to make of us what we can be. And never let anyone say, I'm not worthy. Never let anyone say that I have no value. Because God loves us. God created us. We are one of His unique and special creation. Is that just an accident? Did that just come from nothing? No, it came by the work, by the mouth, by the power of God. You know, whether someone believes in creation or the Big Bang, there's one thing that's synonymous between both of those. It takes faith to believe in either one. It takes faith if you don't believe in God. And it takes faith if you do. Because at the end of the day, you can't prove everything you want to prove. You can't prove it all. God said, let there be light. How do you do it? Well, He said it. God said, let's make man in our image. You know, we have to have faith in God. But if someone wants to say there is no God, then where did their stuff come from? You got to have faith in that too. And that faith leads to nowhere. God said, let's make man in our image. And then God sent His Son to die for us so that we could live for Him. If God can do this with the world we live in now, imagine what He can do with heaven. We haven't seen the best of what God is going to create yet. Just think about that for a second. Why would you choose any other choice other than God? One choice leads to nothing. The other leads to heaven. It's good to remind ourselves of God's great creation. And I don't have any belief that anybody came here today not believing in God and doubting God's creation. But it's always good for us to remind ourselves of just how awesome it is to serve a God who created all this and who has the power to work in our lives and to do wonderful things. I guess the question today would be, does God and His power need to be at work in you? Do you need God to be at work in your life today? Is there something that you need to change? Is there something that you need to do differently? Perhaps you're here and you've never obeyed the gospel and you have not yet experienced the power of God's salvation. The removal of sin, putting right in His sight, being headed to live with Him in heaven. I encourage you to do that. Maybe you're here today and there's some things you want to get rid of. You want the prayers of the church to get right with God and to be right in His sight. Perhaps there are things that you want to do better. Understand that the same power that created all this is the same power that can go to work in your hearts and in your minds today. If you have a need today, won't you come as we stand and sing?